Random House Audio presents Split Image by Robert B. Parker. This is James Naughton. Chapter 1. Molly Crane stuck her head into the open doorway of Jesse's office and said,
"Chief Stone, there's a private detective from Boston here to see you."
"Show him in," Jesse said.
"It's a her," Molly said.
"Even better," Jesse said. Molly smiled and stepped aside, and Sonny Randall came in, carrying a straw shoulder bag and wearing a green sleeveless top with white pants and color-coordinated sneakers.
"Wow," Jesse said.
"Wow is good," Sonny said, and sat down.
"And accurate," Jesse said.
"It couldn't have been easy getting into those pants."
"For whom?"
Sonny said.
Jesse smiled.
"Shall I close the door?" he said.
"No," Sonny said. "I'm actually here on business."
"All work and no play," Jesse said.
"We'll address that at another time," Sonny said.
"That's encouraging," Jesse said.
"It's meant to be," Sonny said.
"Do you know of a small religious organization here in Paradise called The Renewal, or the Bond of the Renewal?"
"I'm the chief of police," Jesse said. "I know everything."
"Exactly why I'm here," Sonny said. She smiled.
"Tell me about The Renewal," she said.
"They're located in a house near the town wharf. Nice house. One of the elders owns it. They all live there in a kind of communal way, run by a guy who calls himself the Patriarch. About 40, with gray hair, which Molly Crane claims is artificial."
"He dyes it gray?" Sonny said.